Craig Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Mick. How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel Neil should be here. You started this journey with him 6 months ago. You started the media journey anyway. It's come to ultimate fruition. I would imagine you're like a man who's just finished a marathon. You're exhausted, but you're delighted.
Exactly. You just said it there yourself. Look, you're just constantly drilling through this campaign, trying to keep everyone updated and everyone interested in it. Obviously, you know, keep the pressure on, because it's down to the people of Ireland that, you know, I think pushed this drug through. And yeah, look, 6 months ago, I was in. I think it was a Wednesday or Thursday. There was Neil was talking to this other lady that she had on air, and something similar. And whatever way, it just hit me to say, you know, Craig, you actually need to do something with about this guy Clara's drug, because there was a campaign going on there. I only realised after, but I guess look, it only got so far. And yeah, that day when I went down to Neil with Neil Prendival, it just exploded, and I'm so grateful to Neil from he just kept it going, and God, yeah, I'm just exhausted. And when you do come down from the adrenaline, I'm just flat, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember listening to you on air at the time that the first decision was coming, was pending, and how absolutely crushed you were when that was a no. There's been a sort of a statutory process that's going on here. And maybe I'll ask our next guest, Paddy O'Sullivan, to comment on that. But it's been a hell of a 6 months for you.
It's horrific. Horrific. Look, we didn't get a chance to grieve properly with Rory. And when the school phoned me where Paddy was, that look, he's the fatigue is setting in, which is one of the parts of with Friedreich's ataxia. I felt I had to do something, and nobody should be going on here to basically sell their soul and to beg for a life-changing drug, and look, I had to do it. And we got a great result yesterday. They're giving us the drug. So yeah, sorry, Mick. I'm just exhausted, and my brain is just absolutely.
I understand. You're a man who's been carrying a lot. Can I ask how is Della? Because I know she's in a care home in Dublin, leaving you to look after the fort, as it were. How's she doing?
She's not doing very well, to be honest. She's grieving in her own way, and it's look with her disease, Huntington's disease. It's one of the worst diseases you can actually get. And it's when Rory did pass, we had to bring Rory up to Dublin for her mum. To have their own little ceremony, because unfortunately they couldn't let her out.
Yeah.
For the removing funeral, and that was really hard. You know, everything has been a battle since little Rory passed away, where you should be just at home grieving in peace.
And I'm sure Paddy is going through his own grief. Can I ask, if it's not too personal, did Paddy recognise the effort over the last 6 months that his dad was putting in for him?
He did, and he told me a couple of times, Dad, stop, I don't like you crying on, I see that you're crying on the radio and all that. I can hear that you're crying, sorry. So he said, look, Daddy, can you please stop, but I couldn't, unfortunately. It was just hard for him to understand at the time what I was trying to achieve. Look, Mickey, he's all I've left now at home. You know, we were a family of four, a loving home. Della was working, I was working. Lovely house in the countryside. The boys were going to the country school. We just done everything right, as a family would do. And just overnight, it just went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how quickly things can change in a family home, you know, overnight. and I just don't want anyone. And I just please God, like, this, the government will change this legislation with the HSC. You know, I don't want another family 6 months down the road to go on air to beg for another drug. You know, it's just not right. And look, Paddy had to do it last week himself, even on social media. It was just the last straw that we had, because 2 weeks ago, the drug committee weren't going to, said no, we're not doing it. And look, it was the final push, and we had to put everything we could into it, and we did. We got the results yesterday when the Minister for Health phoned me to give me the great news before I went public. It's time now to step back from all this, and just, you know, we just need to grieve now in peace for Rory, because we haven't done that. It's just horrific.
All right,
just
Craig, horrific. Stay with me if you can, Craig.
Yeah, sure.
I know you're exhausted. One of your ardent supporters from the very beginning was Fianna Fáil TD Padraig O'Sullivan. Morning, Padraig.
Morning, Craig and Nick.
You've been involved in this from the very outset. Can you, as a politician, can you explain any of the statutory process that, even though successful in the end, caused Craig and the family and 200 other sufferers and their families to wait 6 months?
Look, it's hard to legitimise this. The fact is, the 2013 Health Act, and I've been critical of it for the 6 years I've been up in Dublin, Nick, needs a radical overhaul. It places drug reimbursement firmly in the hands of the health service, removed from politicians, but ultimately at the late stage, I suppose, when it comes to the team, which it did yesterday, they can independently look at the different mechanisms that have already assessed the drug and make up their own independent decision, and thank God they did that yesterday. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of that was largely down to the campaign that was led by Craig and other advocates. And like I cast my mind back when Craig's not a constituent of mine, and but I heard his interview on Neil Prendeville 6 or 7 months ago, whatever it was, and like, as a father, listening to another father like that on the phone, it hit me. It impacted me. So I reached out to him at that point, because I was doing a lot of work on rare diseases anyway, and have been for some time. And I said, look, see what we can do and see what, if we can help. And I'm glad I did, because I'll be straight with you, it's not taken away from any other advocate or any other patient in this campaign. There's been so many very good, effective communicators and campaigners up and down the country. But I do think that Craig's story was a spark, and I think it captured the national mood. And it definitely lit a fire, gave this movement a lift. The movement was already going, as Craig said there. But, you know, it was struggling really to break it into that national kind of story. And then we got on prime time, and then Craig, as I said, came to the Fianna Fáil party, and with Aoife Quinn and Helen Kearney and a girl called Una Ennis, who was actually campaigning on a different drug at the time for her children, which was also approved subsequently. And the thing just took off because of the testimonies those people, you know, gave to us and to the public.
Okay, and if there's any silver lining to the 6 months delay, could it be that there is now, perhaps through the generosity of Biogen and the hammering out of a good deal, shall we say, with the HSC, that there is now an extended period for which this will be available and may even cover more people than the 200 that are, you know, visibly or verifiably affected? That whatever price was secured, and I don't know what it is, will make this drug at least acceptable to those who don't even know they've Friedreich's ataxia yet.
Yeah, well, my understanding, it'll be made available to all Friedreich's ataxia sufferers. And I was talking to somebody in the health service yesterday, and they're hoping that this will be available as quickly as the Javinostat drug was available for people with Duchenne muscular dystrophy a couple of months ago. So you're talking hopefully only possibly 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay, there's some positive leaks, by the way, coming through to us, that there's money already put aside for this, that the pressure's coming on from the powers that be, from Micheál Martin and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, get this expedited as quickly as possible. Can you confirm any of that?
Oh, well, I know the money is available. Actually, I rang Craig yesterday morning. You know, look, you hear a lot of rumours politically and you're just fearful of saying anything publicly. But the money is there for this. It's been, you know, ring-fenced for it. So Now it's in case of getting drugs to patients, and they probably look, can only speculate, it'll probably be done through their consultants, as you said earlier. But look, that'll take a bit of a lead in time, but we need to get that done as expeditiously as possible. And as I said, the previous drug was 2 to 3 weeks, so I'm hoping that's all this will take, because the patients deserve it. As you said, Craig is physically drained. Look, we've spoken quite a lot over the last few weeks and months, and look, the man needs a break. You know, his campaigning, his advocacy was relentless, and it was difficult. It was difficult for everybody involved. But, you know, when you're out there in the public eye, you know, as evidently as he was, you know, it has taken its toll. It's drained him.
Mm-hmm. Is it still the case, though, that if somebody comes up with XYZ disease and campaigns for it, that they're going to have to go public and get public opinion and sway political opinion to affect the change in the hierarchy of the HSE for approval? Is that what needs to be overhauled?
Well, look, today is the day for the patients and the advocates. I'd gladly come on if you want me to bore you with how restrictive and stringent and inflexible the legislation is. Make it like we've done it with Neil before. The reality is less than 40% of these new drugs will be approved in Ireland that are approved more widespread in Europe. That's okay. Just the system we have. It's not good enough, but it needs an overhaul. There is a review underway at the moment. I would just plead with people that have interest in this area now, that have seen the testimonies and heard the people, to stick with it, because that review will be published early next year, I believe. And if that doesn't give us the radical overhaul that and the, you know, the necessary legislation to improve the experience of patients going through this process, then it won't be fit for purpose. So I'm just asking people to stick with it that have an interest in it.
Okay. How did Paddy take the news yesterday, Craig? Is he proud of you?
He is. Look, as I was saying, he wasn't happy at the start of the campaign that I was going on here to basically, you know, going out there with your family story, because it's just a horrific story what we've been through. And we were 2 weeks ago when the drug committee did say, unfortunately, they weren't going to reimburse us. Look, he had a face, and he just cried the day that he saw little Rory no longer with us. And then yesterday, after speaking to the Minister for Health, I just ran down to his room, and it just gave us a little bit of hope to this house again, because unfortunately we just been through. This house just it's not a happy house for the last couple of years for what was going on. He was delighted. He's so happy, and he gave me a big hug and he said, "Thank you, Daddy."
Fantastic. You've both worked so hard. Padraig, thank you for your advocacy. It's been pretty much across the political divide that the heart. I mean, most of your colleagues are parents, Paddy, right?
Yeah. Look, I point back to when Craig came in with Aoife Quinn, Helen Kearney and Una Ennis into the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party room. Like, it was... Ordinarily, our parliamentary party meetings would be, you know, sporadically attended, definitely by senior ministers, but 5 of the 6 senior ministers attended. To a man and a woman, you know, people were emotionally moved by what they heard from all those patients. And as I said, I just think Craig's testimony, like his father fighting for his son's life, and I don't want to be melodramatic about it, that's what this was like. And I'd like to think that, you know, if any of us were in the same position, we'd fight as relentlessly as Craig for Paddy. And look, please God, that politicians, including myself, can actually get meaningful change. That's what we're here for. I was genuinely overwhelmed yesterday. You know, you have so many days in politics that are bad days, so many days where people are critical of you and, you know, tearing lumps out of you. But yesterday was one of those days I genuinely kind of said, yeah, look, you know, Craig, the patients, we all did something positive and it made it worthwhile, you know. So I just hope it's followed, as I said, Nick, without repeating myself, with meaningful reform, because we make all these drugs here. We're the biggest manufacturer of drugs in the world, and it's just cruel and inhumane when we're shipping them everywhere else and they're not available to our own people here. I think that's something that needs to be radically looked at, whether it can be built into taxation, corporation tax take, you name it. I think we need to be innovative in how we fund these drugs, because they are expensive, but if they're being made here, we should get some kind of first dibs, preferential treatment, whatever you want to put in it. There should be a case for Ireland as the main manufacturer having a better ecosystem to provide the drugs to patients.
Okay, maybe a tax break for So the manufacturer could be in line there. I imagine yesterday, Paddy, was a day you said, you know something, this is why I got into public service.
Yeah, well, look, the sunny days, you do genuinely question yourself, like, if this didn't go over the line, you know, you would actually be, like, I look, long before Craig and the Friedreich's ataxia patients came along, I've been working on rare diseases for 6 years, and it's gone below the radar. Very few people talk about it because you've got such small cohorts of patients. And for the reasons I've already outlined, just took off because of the personal testimonies. But this is my, I think, fourth campaign trying to get a different drug. I was involved with Teresa Costello, who Craig has got to know well over the last few months as well. And her campaign, which is Avinastat, you know, and it is life-changing for those few hundred people. And it does make it worthwhile, you know, to see. I won't even say that people are overjoyed. I don't want to emphasise it because it is a bittersweet victory because people are still, you know, very sick with their own diseases. And it's kind of a bittersweet victory. But at the same time, you know, when you do get a small victory like that, you have to savour it. But I know that if the system isn't changed, Mick, I'm going to be here, which, as Craig said, yep, in 6 months' time with a different cohort of patients.
And we'll be here. Listen, guys, I guess you take the wins when they come. Craig, not all heroes wear capes. Give Paddy a hug, give him our regards, and get some rest, will you?
For sure, I will. And look, Mick, I just want to thank the Red FM team, especially Neil Prendival, to listen to my story, and he really went 100% behind it. And look, everyone else out there, social media platforms that, you know, went with us and just kept it going, put the pressure on the HSC and the government. And yeah, look, thanks Red FM, been amazing, really appreciate it, thank you.
Thanks Craig Cody, regards to Paddy, and thank you Fianna Fáil TD Paddy O'Sullivan for coming on the Neil Prendival show this morning, albeit in Neil's absence. Thank you both.